AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Analysts are looking for another good report on jobs from the Labor Department today. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports.
The economy's gaining an average of 217,000 jobs each month so far this year, and economists are looking for the June report to push that up a little bit. They're expecting that 233,000 jobs were added and that the unemployment rate dropped from 5.5% to 5.4%.
Greece and its creditors halted talks on resolving that country's deepening financial crisis until a referendum this weekend. Banks have been closed all week to prevent a crash from mass money withdrawals, although a few have reopened to help pensioners without ATM cards. The fallout from Donald Trump's remarks about Mexican immigrants continues.
What do Macy's, Flo Rida, Craig Wayne Boyd, Jonathan Scott, and Natalie LaRose have in common? They're all deserting Donald Trump. The rapper, the country singer, the star of an HGTV show, and the pop singer have all canceled plans to appear on Trump's Miss USA pageant. Meantime, the department store chain has said it's moving Trump-branded menswear out and won't reorder. They joined the list of performers and broadcasters, including NBC and Univision, that have severed their ties with Trump. Still, the July 12th pageant says the show will go on. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
New York City police are planning special security over the 4th of July weekend. Deputy Police Commissioner John Miller.
This may be potentially the most complex counterterrorism overlay for this event ever. Again, that is not driven by any information or particular threat as much as it's driven by the unfolding world events.
A tornado touched down in suburban Kansas City last evening, but authorities aren't hearing of any injuries. It touched down in Lee's Summit. This is AP Radio News. A ferry with 173 passengers has capsized in the central Philippines. 36 people confirmed dead. Former CNN anchor Lynn Russell says when a would-be robber forced his way into her motel room in Albuquerque, her husband and the man got involved in a shootout.
After Chuck extended the rounds and one small handgun, although he was going down because he was losing blood really fast, he reached for the next one. And the guy, I don't know how many rounds were in that big pistol that he had, but he was still firing.
Sound courtesy KOB-TV, Russell's husband was wounded, the other man killed. A Central Ohio highway remains closed as authorities inspect damage to an interstate bridge after an overturned tanker truck caught fire. Jeff Ward tells WBNS he got caught in traffic detours.
It took about an hour and a half, and it usually takes me about 20 minutes to get home from picking my wife up from work.
Interstate 70 remains closed at 270 on the west side of Columbus. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.